In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, under the name Hagia Sophia de Martiro, this blessed day, is one of those who were considered wise virgins. Because she did not look at the world or the pleasures of the world, but her heart moved towards God from her childhood. And although she wasn't Christian initially, but her presence in the church was the source of her faith. As she used to go with her neighbors to the church thoroughly, she believed in God. She accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and Redeemer, and later he became her bridegroom. And now we can ask ourselves, we enter the church and we come to the church thoroughly, regularly, many times. And we are believers. We were baptized. We received the Holy Chrism and the Maroon. And we received the Holy Communion every liturgy, almost every liturgy we attend. But here is one question. If the groom comes now, will we have enough oil to come on the procession of the virgins and the brides, to come to the great festival, the great wedding, the eternal wedding in Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, or not? This is a very important point. Please try to have oil more and more. And any lamp without oil, there is no light in her life. And any soul without the Holy Spirit inspired in her body, in her soul and her spirit, cannot walk in light or be even a light. This is the lesson that we want to learn today. As much oil as you can, fill your heart, fill your life. I'm afraid that the groom, when he comes, and he will come, he may find some of us not ready, not aware of our salvation, not having enough oil. The oil also is a sign, or one of the signs of the Holy Spirit. That's why when we are baptized, and when we were baptized and we received the Holy Chrism, we received it through the oil, the Holy Maroon. And just one verse comes to my mind now, which is, there is nothing of condemnation on those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because if you walk according to the flesh, then you die or perish. But if you, by the Spirit, stop the works or the bad works of the body or the flesh, then you will live. This is what we need today. Do not be lazy in your prayers. Do not ignore the fasting. Do not be greedy in your tithes and giving to the others. Do not hesitate to serve the others, not through yourself, but through the Holy Spirit in you. And be sure then, when the groom comes, he will find you repenting, confessing, trying as much as you can to purify your soul and body, trying to walk unblemished. Then he will take you, hopefully all of us, to inherit the kingdom of heaven, calling us good and faithful servants. Glory be to God forever. Amen.